Keaton Gologly with Lugnuts right-hander Jesse Hernandez. Jesse, welcome back to the Lugnuts. How are you feeling today?
I feel good. It's good to be here. A little bit different route than I thought was going to work, but, I mean, spots got to be filled, and I'm happy to do it.
What was the travel like to go from Dunedin to join the Lugnuts on the road in Dayton?
Travel's a little funny. I found out actually yesterday I was coming back down, and we were actually in Palm Beach, and I hopped on a 7 o'clock flight out of West Palm Beach and stopped in Charlotte, and I got into Dayton around 1 o'clock.
What did you bring with you? If you had all of your stuff back in Dunedin and now you're coming and joining the team on the road.
I had my clothes packed for a four-day trip in Palm Beach and my blue baseball stuff for Dunedin, so I had to have my black cleats and whatnot overnighted from the Dunedin clubhouse here, but packing a little light right now.
So how are you going to go about getting everything else that you had down in Dunedin where you were living?
I'm going to have my roommate pack it up for me and ship it out, but hopefully it gets here before I end up having to go back there so it doesn't get lost in the mix. But
how many fedoras were you able to bring with you?
Zero. So I'm hurting right now because of that, but I got a couple other hats that'll do for now.
What are some of your other favorite hats besides the fedoras you like to wear?
I got a couple five-panel hats. They kind of look like the old summer camp hats, if you could imagine that. But, no, they're all right. A little different.
Now, Jesse, in your time in Dunedin, how did you evolve as a pitcher?
I started using more of my pitches more often. Where here, I could pretty much throw 80% sinkers here. Where there, I kind of had to mix it up a little bit because those hitters will start sitting on that pitch and making their adjustments to the ball, which it took me a couple weeks to actually figure it out on my own, and I did. And after that, it was like running downhill a little bit for the past couple weeks. But I want to try to bring that same approach here, even though I got away with majority of the time throwing the sinker. So, I mean, you might see a different pitch selection for me now that I'm here.
You seemed to figure it out when you were one out away from a no-hitter down in Dunedin. Jesse, walk me a little bit through that outing.
It was a hot day. I remember the whole day, just deep breaths, sweating, getting the ammonia towels in my face, trying to stay cool. But I was cruising right from the get-go. And near the end of the game, about seventh, eighth inning, it was hard for me not to think about what if it happens, you know, the celebration and whatnot. So I was just going back, doing my little mental tricks that we talked about early in the year, and just thinking about the glove, the catcher's mitt, throwing to the catcher's mitt, nothing else. And came down to it, had a 2-2 count with two outs. Guy fouled a couple back, and he got to it. So,
what was the pitch you threw that he picked up the hit on?
It was a 2-2 cutter that stayed up in the zone a little bit. But I threw the pitch with conviction. It was working all night, and hey, I tipped my cap to him. He made the adjustment and got to it.
You got a lot of strikeouts in that game. What kind of pitches were you getting the strikeouts on?
Cutters and sliders. Like I said, there I didn't stick with the sinker as much as I was here. And the whole day I was working in and out to righties and lefties with the cutters. So I was able to command that pitch. And once they made the adjustment to the cutter, I was coming with the slider. So they saw a cutter out the hand, and they were a little out front and got my strikeouts when I needed them.
Was there anybody in the dugout that mentioned no-hitter, or were you superstitious? Any of the routines that you hear about guys have?
No, guys weren't talking about it. They were leaving me alone down at the end of the dugout. And I was still in the game. I was getting up when we were scoring runs. I was giving my teammates love. But I heard rumor that our clubby jinxed it. So
what did he say?
I guess he called out in the eighth inning. Oh, he's got a no-hitter going. And he almost got body slammed in the bullpen, I guess. But
I will tell you, there was a story that Andy Burns asked if Justin Nicolino was throwing a perfect game in a day in which he had been throwing a perfect game into the fourth inning, and that one didn't work out too well for him either.
No, never do that.
Well, let me ask you one other thing about the no-hitters. How did that near no-hitter compare to the near no-hitter you threw against Fort Wayne when you were with the Lugnuts?
Mentally, it was different. In Fort Wayne, I was mad the whole game, which isn't me. I'm a pretty light guy on the mound and in the dugout. But that game, the first inning, walking off the leadoff runner, which is rare for me to do, and that guy coming around to score, I was I was pretty upset. And then I had an error in that game in like the third inning, maybe a second inning, I'm not sure, which I don't do that either. So that was, I was mad at myself the whole game. And I just, I guess I kind of took that frustration and channeled it. And obviously the near no hitter in Dunning was a little bit more special because I actually won the ball game. I took it to one strike away from being a no hitter. And also the team we played, St. Lucie Mets, their pitching coach, Phil Regan, was the guy who actually taught me how to pitch. He's the guy I went to when I was coming up as a teenager, taking pitching lessons, and it was just special for him to be in the dugout and the other team and see it.
Where did you take pitching lessons from him? Where were those at?
Grand Rapids, Michigan, there's a spot called Diamond Sports Training Academy, and it's just a huge indoor facility, indoor baseball field, turf field, pitching mounds, and they have summer teams and everything, and he was just one of the instructors that would do it in the off season when he wasn't coaching. And he played years in the big, he made a career pitching in the big leagues, and it was just kind of special for a young kid like me to get opportunity to work with someone who's been there and knows what he's talking about.
Let me ask you about a couple of the other former Lugnuts, Kevin Pillar, John Birdie, Kenny Wilson, now all up there. How are those guys doing?
They're doing great. Birdie came in hot, almost hit for the cycle his first night up there. Pillar is doing what Pillar does, finding hits every time he gets up there. And Birdie's doing it with the glove still, Pillar as well. And they're continuing to work, and they're getting better every day.
How about Marcus Walden? How has he been throwing?
Obviously, he's throwing well. He had a perfect July. He went 5-6-0 in July, just dominating, getting his early outs, forcing contact with that sinker, and he's doing great.
Jesse, thanks so much for joining me, and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you very much.
That was Jesse Hernandez, right-hander of the Lansing Lugnuts. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we've got more Lugnuts baseball on Big Country 92.1.